Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. It's impossible to exaggerate the importance of light. Without light, there is no life. It's as simple as that. So it's not surprising to discover that on the first day of creation, God created light. With the introduction of light, life was able to burst out in all its amazing variety over the following days as God created vegetation, fish, animals, birds, and human beings. I love the way in which John begins his gospel. He clearly has these opening verses of Genesis in mind, and he makes it clear that Jesus was with God, his Father, in the act of creation. He writes about Jesus as the Word of God, the one through whom God spoke to the world. In John chapter 1, verse 4, he wrote, "The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone." Sadly, however, the light that Jesus brought into the world wasn't what everyone wanted. In one of the most agonizing verses in the Bible, John notes that even Jesus' own people did not receive him. The light of Jesus still shines brightly in our world today, but that light is never imposed. We have a choice as to whether we accept it or opt to stagger about in the dark. On the face of it, it doesn't sound like much of a choice. Why would anyone choose darkness? Why would anyone want to stagger around, bumping into obstacles and exposing themselves to harm when light is on offer? But the fact is that, incredibly, many people do choose the darkness, and sometimes, truth to tell, so do we. Let's deliberately open ourselves to the light of Jesus today. It's like opening the bedroom curtains at the beginning of the day. There's no law which tells us that we have to do this, but we do it because we want to welcome the light. Let's welcome the light of Jesus today. Let me ask you a question. As you think of your life, where is there the greatest need for the light of Jesus today? And now let me pray with you. Loving Lord, we invite you to shine your light into our lives today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.